Boker Tov, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. We're now at the beginning of the final parak of Masachet Ketubot, parak Shnei Dayanei Gzerot, the 13th chapter. And our first sugya today is going to be devoted almost entirely to subjects not mentioned in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah introduces us to the next few Mishnayot, which deals with two Dayanim who were in Yerushalayim, evidently well before the Churban, Admon and Hanan. And we are not going to investigate the details of the Mishnah in this podcast, rather than the next podcast, because that is the one that will in which we'll study the Gemara dealing with this Mishnah. Shnei Dayanei Gzerot Hayu Yerushalayim, Admon v'Hanan ben Avishalom. Those are the two names. Hanan omer shnei dvarim, Admon omer shiva. So Hanan said two things that we're going to record. Admon said seven things that we're going to record. And we will now see the first thing that Hanan said. We'll mention it very quickly and then review it again in the next podcast. Mishalach l'mdinatayam. If a husband goes away to the overseas, v'ishtot tavat mezonot. This is a Mishnah that we've already seen several times. And the wife needs food. Hanan omer. So Hanan's ruling is, tishava basof lo tishava batchila. She has to take a shvua only at the end when she comes to collect the ketubah as to how much she collected while in his absence for mezonot. So the Bnei Kohanim Gdolim disagree and said, she has to take an oath when she collects, now when she collects money for the mezonot, and she has to take an oath later on when she collects the ketubah as to how much she collected then. So Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanos, the scion of Beit Shammai, supported their position. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amar Hanan, lo tishava l'basof. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, towards the end of the time of the Beit HaMikdash, supported Hanan and said that really the halacha is that she should only take the oath at the end when she is collecting the ketubah. Now, Erminhi, we have a challenge to the presentation of the Mishnah. Shlosha Dayanei Gzeilot HaYerushalayim. We have, first of all, three famous Dayanim, not two, and they're called Dayanei Gzeilot, not Gzeirot. Admon ben Gidai, V'chanan HaMitzri, V'chanan ben Avishalom. So Kasha Tlata Trein, the first problem is, there it says three, and here we have two. Kasha Gzeirot HaGzeilot, and also are they Dayanei Gzeirot, decreers, or Dayanei Gzeilot, judges of thefts? So Bishlamat Tlata Trein Lo Kasha. That's easy, we can answer the three versus two. Tochashiv Lek Tani, the ones that our Tana considered significant, he mentioned. Delochashiv Lo Lek Tani, and evidently one of the Hanans, Hanan HaMitzri, was not important enough for our Tana to mention, but the Brightons went mentioned. Elek Zerot HaGzeilot Kasha. How do we reconcile Gzeirot versus Gzeilot? Amracham Bar Yitzchak Shayu Gozrin Gzeirot al Gzeilot, that their decrees were about theft. Kedetanya, as we have the following Brita as an example, Kitmanitiyah, let's say an animal came in and wiped out a sapling in somebody else's yard, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gozrei Gzeirot Shvishalayim Omrim, those decreers in Yerushalayim say, Nitiyah Bat Shnata Shtei Kesef. If it's a yearling, then they have to pay two Ma'ah Kesef. If it's 2 years old, then they have to pay 4 kesef, etc. In other words, they made decrees about gzeilah. Or minhi, we have a challenge to our Mishnah. Shlosha Dayanei Gzeirot HaYerushalayim. So we have another version of three. Okay, they're Dayanei Gzeirot, but there's three again. Admon v'Hanan v'Nachum. So our Admon and Hanan, plus a third one named Nachum. So Amarav Papa. So Papa answers as follows. Man Tana Nachum. Who is the Tana who reckons Nachum? Rabbi Natan hi. The Tana Rinatan Omer, Af Nachum Amadiyim, he goes, Reg Zero to Yerushalayim Haya. So Rinatan, that Tana said there was a third Dayan Gzerot, Nachum Amadi, and so we know that he reckoned him, and we know that other, Velohudul HaChachamim, others disagreed and said either that Nachum Amadi was not significant enough to be reckoned, or else, he really wasn't the Dayan Gzerot. V'tuleika, are you going to say there's only three or two? V'amar Pinchas Amar Bishaya. Shlosh meot v'tishim v'yarba'a batei din in Yerushalayim. There are 394 batei din. Kenegdan batei knesiot, the same amount of batei knesset. Chenegdan batei midrashot, the same amount of batei medrash. Chenegdan batei sofrim, houses of scribes that would work on the text of the Tanakh. So the answer is Dayanim Tuvahavu. The truth is there were many, many Dayanim. Bechi Kamrin, and what are we talking about? A Gozreg Zerot Kamrin. We're not talking about Dayanim who would adjudicate cases, but rather who would legislate. who would create gzerot about issues of financial debt, etc. Now, Gozrei Gzerot Yerushalayim, this will set us off to the entire discussion that we're going to have today, will be on starting from this statement. They would get paid from Trumat HaLishka. Trumat HaLishka is the money that's brought in every year before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan from what is the Machzit HaShakel. And it is nitram, it is taken out, put into the big bowls, and then the amount is taken out for all of the needs for which it is accorded, and we'll see a whole list of them later on in this session. The Gozei Gzerot were paid, but 99 maneh, we assume that's their yearly payment, from Trumat HaLishka. Lo ratzu mosifin lahem. Now we have the statement says if they weren't happy with that, it seems, then we give them more. Well, Ratsu, what do you mean they weren't happy? Atarishiyaskin and are dealing with wicked people who are so greedy, there's a Gozrei Gzerot. Elalos Safku, meaning if the money wasn't enough, Alfapisha lo Ratsu Mosifin Alein, even if they didn't want to take more, we give them more. Now we have a story about Karna. Karna was a Dayan in Bavel. Haveshakil Istira Mizakoi, Istira Michayav. He would take a coin, the same coin, from each of the litigants. The one who ended up Zakai, the one who ended up Chayav. V'doyin lehudina, and then he would judge. V'hechi avidachi, since when are you allowed to do that? V'haktiv, v'shochad lo tikach, you're not allowed to take bribery. So v'chitem anemi le'echel lo'shakel v'tavayu, maybe bribery is only when you take from one of them and not the other. So dilma atel tzuli dina, because the concern is that you may end up favoring the guy you took from, but if you take from both, then it's kind of a wash. No, the answer is karna kevin l'shakel v'tavayu lo atel tzuli dina. And therefore, since Karna took from both, it's not a problem. But since one of you allowed to take Shochad, even if the result will not be favoritism. The famous Braita. Why does it say, you may not take bribes? If this is talking about bribes in which you'll throw a case, the Torah already says you're not allowed to subvert judgment. Even if you're going to end up judging correctly, you're still not allowed to take shochad. So when is this prohibited? If you take it as a bribe. He took it as a payment for his work. He's a judge, he has to get paid. And so therefore he took from each guy, instead of getting paid by the community, each guy who came to hear him, he would take a coin from each side. Since when are you allowed to get paid for judging? This is a critical question. We have the Mishnah in Bechorot, Tanotel Schar Ladun. If a person gets paid to judge, Dinav Betelim, all of his rulings are invalidated. So the answer is Hani Milia Agardina. That's if he gets paid payment for judging. That you're not allowed to do. Karna Agar Betila Havishakil. He took payment for Batola, meaning that he took payment for the work that he was missing that he could have done and instead was devoting to sitting and judging this case. So in other words, he said to these guys, listen, the time it's going to take me to judge your case, I could have made two of these Easter. Each one of you pay me one and then I'll hear your case. Vagar batila mishari, since when are you allowed to take even that? Vatanya mechuyahar dayan shenotel schar ladun. We have a braita that says a dayan who takes money for din is disgusting. Alashidino din. But the din is accepted. So, heichidami, what's the case? Ilema agardina, if you think it's really taking money for din, dino din, can you say in that case that his din is valid? Vatanya notas chaladun din abetelim. We just learned that if you take money for din, it's invalid. So, ella agar betela. It must be that you're taking agar betela. Uktani mechuar diana, we hear that even that's disgusting. So no. The answer is hani mili betila d'lamuchacha. That's if you take money and it's not for something that's very obvious that you're missing. Meaning, if you say right now I could be making $100,000 doing the following thing, so pay me that, or something that's not obvious to all around. Karna betila d'lamuchacha v'shakel. Karna took money for something that everybody knew he was missing out on. D'have tahi bi'ambara d'chamra. He was a wine taster. He would check out barrels of wine to make sure they weren't going bad. For Yavi Lezuza, people would pay him. So for that amount of time, he'd say, I could make that amount of money. Everybody knows I could make that amount of money. I'm giving up that job for this hour to judge or this day. So therefore, you have to pay me the what I would have made. Kihad Rav Huna kaviate dina lekame, when he would have a case come before him, Amarlo, he would say to the litigants, Havuli gavra d'doli lebacharikai. Good, give me a man who will go water my fields, which is what I'm not going to do if I judge you. Ve'edun l'chudina, then I'll judge you. Which means you go hire a guy to do the work that I'm missing. That's another form of schar b'teila. Amarabi avahu, bo'orei kama smuyote nehem shel mekable shochad. Now we're going to hear some ethical teachings about the evils of bribery. Look at how bad it is, how blind the people who accept shochad are. Watch this. Adam chashbeinav, a regular guy, has an eye problem. Ten mamon l'rofe, he goes and pays a doctor. Safek nitrope, safek anomitrope. Maybe he'll get better, maybe he won't. Veheinot lin shavapruta, these people take a small little amount. They take it, and they take it and they blind themselves. Most people are willing to pay money to maybe get away from being blinded. And these guys are taking a small amount of money, and for sure they're going to get blinded. Shinamar ki ha-shochad yaver pichim, the text says that shochad blinds people who can see. Let's see more on this. Tana Rabbanan, ki ha-shochad yaver ne-chachamim, in the parallel passage in Dvarim, it says ha-shochad blinds the wise. So kal v'chomer l'tipshin, how much more so it blinds the foolish. Salef divrei tzadikim, it subverts the just words. Kal v'chomer l'shayim, so certainly it subverts words of the wicked. So midi tipshin v'shayim b'nei dinanin, what do you think, that foolish people and wicked people are dayanim? That we would make such a kal v'chomer? Halachi kamar, ki ha-shochad yaver inei chachamim, afilu chacham gadol v'lokeach shochad. Even if you have a great chacham who takes shochad, enon iftar min olam b'lo smiyut alev. Eventually, he's going to become blinded in his heart. Yisalef divrei tzadikim, it subverts the words of tzadikim. Afilu tzadik gamur v'lokeach shochad. Even if you have a perfect tzadik who takes shochad, enon iftar min olam b'lo teruftat. Eventually, before he dies, he's going to go crazy. In other words, the words, the shochad will eventually drive him crazy. Kiyatar of Dimi Amarun, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel, he taught the following. Darshan Nachum Bar Kohen, Mai Dichtiv Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Aretz V'Yish Trumot Yer Sena. A king keeps the land strong through law, and a man of gifts destroys it. What does that mean? Im Domad Dayan L'Melech Shinot Zurich L'Klum. This is talking about a Dayan. If the Dayan is like a king who needs nothing, meaning nobody, he's beyond bribery, nobody could give him anything, Yamid Aretz, then he can keep the land strong. Im domel kohen, but if he's like a kohen, that's ish trumot. Shema chazer al agranot, who's always going around to the granaries to try to get his truma, yer sena. In other words, if you have a judge who is easily bribed, that destroys the land. And if you have a judge, therefore, who seems to be always available to collect bribery because he's always looking for money, then that's going to destroy the land. Now, Amarava Shila, Hai Dayana de Shoyal Shi'ilta, if a Dayan borrows things, Pasula Me Dandina, he can't judge anymore, because everybody will think that he's somebody who's easily given to gift, to accepting gifts. Vomran El Delaitle Lushuli, that's only if he has nothing to lend out. About Itle Lushuli Leitlan Ba, but if he also lends stuff out, he's a guy who's a borrower and a lender, then it's okay. Aini, is that true? Varava Shoyal Shi'ilta Me Deve Bar Marion. Rava borrowed something from this household. Even though they had never borrowed something from him. So how could Rava do that and be a Dayan? So Hatam Machshuvinu Hudubai. He did that to make them feel important. Ooh, we lent something to Rava. Okay, good. I'm a Rava. My time at a Shuchta. So Rava says, what's the reason that Shochad, that bribery is so bad? So Kevin de Kobile Shochta Mine. The minute you accept bribery, Ikrivele Date. Suddenly you feel close to the guy. And then he becomes like part of you. And you can never see something bad about yourself. Right? And as a result of that, you can't judge because you're judging somebody who's sort of like part of you now. He's your buddy. And we consider him sort of part of you. My shochad. So now why do they call it shochad? Shehu chad. It's very sharp. It needles you right away. Amar Papa, lo leidun inish dina leman derachim lei v'lo leman nesoni lei. He says a person should not judge somebody who he loves or he hates. This is, of course, picking up on the whole issue of shochad. He can't sit in judgment of something that somebody has a relationship with, if it's a relationship where he likes him very much, and that would also be affected by the guy, somebody who's given gifts, who has given gifts to him. Because if it's somebody he loves, he won't say anything bad about him. If it's somebody he doesn't like, L'chazi le'ischuta. He won't say anything bad or good about him. If you have a Talmid Chacham that everybody in the town loves, it's not because he's so good. Because he doesn't give him Musar. If he gave him Musar, they wouldn't like him so much. I'm a Rav, I'm a Reish Havim. And a Rav said originally, I thought, Honey, B'nai Mechuzah, Chulu Racham Ili. I thought everybody in the town of Mechuzah, my town, really liked me. Came on the Chaz, Havai Dayana, once I became a Dayan Amina, then I thought, Minayu Sanulim, and I Racham Ili. I figured some of them don't like me, some of them do like me, because I saw people reacting. Came on the Chazoi, demanded Michayev Leha Idna Kazachi Lamachar. Once I saw that somebody I'm mechayev today, tomorrow I'm a zakeh. In other words, that's how it goes. One day the guy is chayev, the next day he comes in another case and he's that. Amina imarachem kulu murachem ili. I said, I figured, you know, if they love me, then they all love me. Imasano is kulu musanili. In other words, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with what their fortunes are in the Beit Din, and of course they take it out on me. This is a very elemental truth about leadership in the community. Tana Rabbanan, Shochad lo tikach. Right, again, going back on our first pasuk, you're not allowed to take shochad. Enot tzrich lomar shochad mamo, and the Torah doesn't have to tell you about financial bribery. Ela afilu shochad dvarim nami yaser, even shochad dvarim, meaning bribery that is in the form of words or deeds. Because the Torah doesn't say betza lo tikach, don't take a coin, but rather shochad. Hechidami shochad dvarim. What is shochad dvarim? Kihad Shmuel, I have a few examples. Have a avar b'mabra. Shmuel was crossing a bridge. It's in Bavel, lots of bridges. Atahu gavra yoiv l'yadeh. A man came and helped him, gave him his hand across. Amar le maya vitach. Who are you? Amar le dina idli. I'm going because I have a din. In other words, you're the Dayan, I'm going to the your Beit Din. I'm really pasun alach ladina. I am now invalid to judge you because you gave me your hand, and as a result of that, I'm invalid as a judge for you because of the shochad dvarim. Now you did me a favor. We're going to see an excellent illustration of this a little bit later on. Amemar have yoti v'kadoin dina. Amemar was judging. Parach gadfa reisha. A fly flew over his head. Atahu gavra shakle. A man came and grabbed it. Amarle maya vitach. The guy said, "What are you?" Amemar said, "What are you doing?" Amarle dina idli. He says, "I have a din here. That's why I'm here." My pasul alach ladina. I can't judge you anymore. You did me a favor. Mar ukva have shadi ruka kamei. Mar ukva the. Put a little spit on the ground in front of him. Atu gavra kasi. A man came and covered it up. Maimaya vitach. What are you doing? Amalei dina itli. He said, I'm here for din. Amalei pasin alach ladina. I can't judge you. Shmab Rabbi Yossi. Now we go to the Tanoim. Haviragel arise dami maiti le komale shabta kanta de parperi. He had an aris, his sharecropper, used to bring him every Friday, used to bring him a basket of fruit. Yomachad aiti le behebe shabta. One day he brought him on Thursday. Amarle maishna id. Now why are you doing things differently? Amarle dina idli. I have din. Vamina agav orchi aiti le lamar. No, it's Thursday. I'm coming to the Beit Din. I figured as long as I'm coming, I'll bring you your fruit now. So lo kol b'mine. This is the great illustration. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi didn't take it from him. Amarle pasun alach ladina. And he said, I can't judge you. In other words, he didn't accept the perot, and he also invalidated himself, recused himself. Otiv Zuza or Zuga de Rabbonim Kadayin Lehi. He set two other Rabbonim down, and they were judging the case. Bahadi de Ka'azavati, while the fellow was walking, Ibai Tainachi, Ibai Tainachi. Rishwa himself was thinking, you know, he could argue like this, he could argue like that. He was thinking of ways to help this fellow and to get him to win his case. And so he realized, people who take shochad should really be destroyed. Why? I didn't even take the shochad. By the way, if I took it, it was my own stuff that I took, because it was my payrot. He's my sharecropper. Kach. And nonetheless, look how much I was willing to go out of my way to find things to help him out, because I like him, he brought me stuff. People who really take shochad, who take stuff that isn't theirs, and that take stuff and that actually do take the stuff. How much more so that that they really do mess things up. Halacha kam v'chama. Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha aiti lehahu gavra reshit hagez. Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha was a kohen, and a particular man brought him the first shearings from the sheep. Amar le mehechatz, he said, where are you from? Amar le miduchpan, I'm from a particular city. From there to here, there was no coin to give it to? He came all the way to give me the reshit hagez? Amar le dina idli. You know, I came because I have a din. Vamina agavur chai aiti le lamar. I said, I'm coming anyways, I'll bring you the reshit hagez. Amar le pasin alach ledina. I said, I can't judge you. Lo kobamina. He also didn't take the shearings. So he put two other rabbanon down. Same exact story, same type of story, and they judged. But how did cause of Aati while he was walking away? Amar ibai tainachi, ibai tainachi. He and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elisha said, you know, he could use this argument, he could use that argument. Amar tich pituach nafshim nikal shochad. And again, Amar nishalon ataltiv natalti shalina natalti kach kavle shochad alachad kama v'chama. Same approach. Now is a story with the very famous Rav Anan. Rav Anan was an Amora. Aiti leyahu gavra kanta de gildani de vegili. A certain man brought him a basket of small fish. Amarle mayavitach, what's the deal? Amarle dina idli. Again, I have a case. Lo kabamine. Rav Anan didn't take it from him. Amarle pasinalach ledina. He said, and I can't judge you. Amarle dina demar lo baina. He said, I don't want your din. I don't want you to be my din. Kvule le kabamar. I just want you to take the fish. I don't want you to keep me from bringing bikurim. Now, how is bringing a gift to a scholar like bikurim? So we have the pasuk in Malachim. It's on the page. The Tanya v'ish bami baal shalisha. A man came from baal shalisha. That's probably in Eretz Har Ephraim. Ve'avei le'ish ha'elohim lechem bikurim. He brought to Elisha. He brought some lechem bikurim. Esrim lechem seorim, 20 barley breads. V'charmel b'tziklono, and some corn. Since why do you bring bikurim to Elisha? Elisha's not a kohen. Teaches you that if you bring a gift to a talmid chacham, it's like you bring bikurim. So Amarle kabuli lo ba'inan de ikbil. So Rav Anan said, I don't want to take your bread. Hasha da amarli taima mekabulina. But now that you've explained the reason, I'll take it. I understand you're not doing it to bribe me. You're doing it because you want to give a gift like a bikurim, and I'm a talmid chacham. Great. So Shan now Rav Anan felt a little bad. So Shanrei the commander of Nachman, he sent to this man, to Rav Nachman, to go have a din. And Shalach le'nidane mar lahigavra, he sent a note, please take care of him. The ana anan pasilna le'ladina, because I, Anan, am not able to judge him. Anan felt kind of bad, so he wrote this note. Amar mi deshalach li'hachi, so Rav Nachman, the big dayan, said, if Anan wrote such a note, shma mina krevehu, he must be a relative, this fellow must be a relative of Rav Anan. Rav Nachman was about to sit down and judge a case that had come first, which is a case involving Yitomim, involving orphans as heirs. Amar, Hayase v'Hayase. He said, taking care of the first case first, and of Yitomim, that's an assay, and the assay of honoring Torah and the relatives of Talmid Chacham and helping them is also an assay. So Assei Dechvod Torah Adif, he said, you know what, the assay of Kovod HaTorah, of helping Rav Anan's relative, is greater. Salke ledina diatmi ve'achte ledine. So what did he do? He pushed those other guys out, and he had this fellow who had brought the fish. He had him come first, and of course his co-litigant was there. His opposite number was there. Kevin dechaza bal dine yakor dekavidle. Once the opposite number saw, ooh, the guy that I'm going against is being honored so much, they pushed the case up to honor him. He stopped in tante. He suddenly was silent. He didn't know what to say, and he lost the case. Rav Anan have a rogel Eliyahu da'ati gabe. Now, so parenthetically, Rav Anan used to have a visitation from Eliyahu. Tavimat nilei Seder Eliyahu, and he used to teach him Seder Eliyahu. The book that we have now is Tana de Eliyahu, or Seder Eliyahu, is supposedly that book. Kevan de avan hachi istalik. Once Rav Anan did this thing and ended up leading to a situation where a judgment was somewhat perverted, Eliyahu stopped visiting him. Yati betanita, so Rav Anan fasted, uvai rachmi, and he prayed, v'ata, and Eliyahu came back. Ki ata havim mavit le be'uti. When he came back, Eliyahu was frightening him. Vavativuta, so Ravanan made a box. Vyativ came in, he sat in the box in front of Eliyahu. The apikle sidra, until Eliyahu taught him the whole Seder. That's why people talk about Seder Eliyahu Rabba, the Seder Eliyahu Zuta, the big Seder Eliyahu and the small one. The big Seder Eliyahu was what Eliyahu had taught him before, and now that he was in the box, he taught him the small old Seder Eliyahu. And if you look at Tanav Eliyahu, there's really two sections. B'shnei d'Rav Yosef Haveritcha, there were in the period of Rav Yosef, in the 4th century, Rav Yosef was the Rosh Hashiva, there was God's anger, there was clearly divine disfavor. Amri le Rabbanu Rav Yosef, so the student said to him, Libi mar rachami, you should daven. Amar lehu hashta, daven for all of us, hashtu ma Elisha, think about Elisha. Elisha, who we talked about a little while ago with that great gift that was brought to him. Dechihavu Rabbanan miftarik mikamei, when the students left him, havu paishi tre alfan umatan Rabbanan. 2,200 students remained there who were with him, even when all the other students left. Nonetheless, when God was angry, he didn't pray. After all those years of famine, and Elisha did not pray to have God bring rain. Ana ibi rachmi, so I, who have so few students, how am I supposed to pray? Now, let's figure all this out. In my depashiachi, how do we know that Elisha had so many people staying with him? Dichtiv, ayom reshatom ha'ten zeli femi ha'ish. In the follow-up to the previous pasuk, when the fellow brought all of those breads, his servant said, how am I going to give this stuff in front of 100 people? So my lifnei me'aish, why can't I give it in front of 100 people? All that stuff in front of 100 people? Shebat Saratuba, but that's quite a lot of food. 20 barley loaves and all that other stuff in front of 100 guys? That's not bad. Ela d'chol chad v'chad kami me'aish. It means each one of the loaves would have to be in front of 100 men. And if you count it, there's 22 different loaves that are mentioned there, so that means 2,200 men. So kihavu miftir abonim beirav. So now we see how this descended. When the students would leave beirav, havu paishi alfo matan rabbanon. There were 1,200 students remained. Me beirav huna, the next generation, when they left Rav Huna, havu paishi tamni me rabbanon, 800. Rav Huna have a darish pitleisar amurai, and he used 13 loudspeaker men. The amurai was the teacher would have an amora standing in front of him in a broadcast. He used 13 different ones. That's how many students he had. And when students would get up from the base medrash of Rav Huna, when they'd shake out their cloaks, the dust would come and cover the whole day. And there were so many students that they'd shake out their cloaks, the whole air was full with dust. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say, they said, in Bavel, they all just got up from the yeshiva in Rav Huna. And in Eretz Yisrael, they saw this dust storm. So that's how many students they had there. And now we go two generations later to Rab and Rav Yosef. They only had 400 students remained. And they used to refer to themselves as the orphans, because it's such a small group. Now you go one generation later, when they left Abaya's place, Rambe Rav Papa, or Papa, who was his student, or Chaver student, Rambe Rav Ashi, and now that's another generation later, or two, Havpaishi Matan Rabbanan. There were only 200 left. Vakaro Nafshai, what would they call each other? Yatmidi Yatmi, the orphans of orphans. In other words, things continue to get smaller and there's fewer of us who stay here. So the Sira of Yosef said, how can I pray? I have so few students relative to Elisha, and even he didn't pray for a relief from the drought. Rav Yitzchak Barudi from Ravami. Now we get back to our comment way back at the beginning of the Gemara that talked about the funding source for the Dayanim, and now we talk about the funding source for many, many other officials who did things in and around the Beit HaMikdash, and we're chiefly talking about Trumat HaLishka, which is, again, the Machzid HaShakel collection. Vakrei Mumin Shev Yerushalayim, the people whose job was to check Mumim in Yerushalayim, to check the Mumim of the animals in Yerushalayim, make sure they're fit for Korban, they'd get paid from the Trumat HaLishka. The scholars who would teach the Kohanim how to do Shechita, they get paid from there also. The ones who would teach the laws of Kmitza, how to put the little bit of the Lavona and the Mincha in their finger, would also not Linscharam Trumat HaLishka. Magiei Svarim Shev Yerushalayim, the people who would review the Sfarim, make sure they were kosher. In Yerushalayim, you don't lean Scharan mit Tumat HaLishka. They'd also get paid from there. Nachman Amarav Nashimha or Got Paparachot, the women who would weave the curtains. Not Lot Scharan mit Tumat HaLishka. The Vani Omer, right, Rav Nachman said, Mikotche Berek HaBayit. I think they were paid by the repair fund of Berek HaBayit. Hoil Parachot Tachat Binyan Asuyot, because the Parachot were in place of a Binyan. In other words, the Parochet between the Kodesh and the Kodoshim, and the Kodesh Kodoshim was in place of Binyan. Meitavein Hashim Hargot Paparachot Uvei Garmu Amasei Lechem Apanim Uvei Tavtinas Amasei Aktoret. So we have a challenge to that ruling, of Rav Nachman's own statement, which is the women who weave the curtains and the house of Garmu that was in charge of the Lechem Apanim and the family of Avtinas that was in charge of the Ktoret. The answer is Hatam B'Devavi. That's talking about the curtains of the outside gates of the Azara. There are 13 curtains there. Shiva Keneged Shiva Sharim, 7 for each one of the 7 gates into the Azara. Echad lefitcho shel Echal, 1 for the door into the Hechav. Echad lefitcho shel Ulam, 1 for the door into the Ulam outside of that. Shnaim badvir, 2 on the inside. Shnaim kenegdan ba'aliyan, 2 up above that. Alright, so those ones were taken from Tumat HaLishka. Tan Rabbanan, Nashim al-Gadlot b'nehem la-para, the women who would raise their sons, the Kohanim, to be involved with the para, they would keep them at Tahara, they kept them in an underground place, so they were away from Tumat HaTahom, etc. They also got paid, because they couldn't work, they had to remain with their kids, they got taken care of by Tumat HaLishka. It's not true. There were wealthy women in Shalayim. They used to feed them, and they used to give them other goods that they needed. So Rav Huna then asked Rav the following question about the Klei Sharet. Klei Sharet, Maushi Asumi Koche Berakavait. Are Klei Sharet the Malkachayim, all the tools used in the Korbanot and the Ketoret, etc., are they made? You need new ones, you need to repair them. Is that money come from the repair fund, the Berek HaBayit? Because Tzorech Mizbeach Ninu, because they are associated with the Mizbeach, or Mikodesh Berek HaBayit Atu, or Tzorech Korban Ninu, are they related to the Korban, which Mata Lishka Yuosinotan? And therefore they come from the Machzir HaShek, which takes care of all the Korbanot. Amarle ain't nasin al mitshumat alishka. He says you're right. They come from shumat alishka. Eitave, we have a challenge to that from pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Uchalotam evil lifnei hamelach yoyada kohen et shaar hakasef. They brought shaar hakasef, the rest of the money. Vayaseu kelim veveit adonai klei sharet, and they made klei sharet out of them. Right. So that sounds like that's not shumat alishka. We'll see why that really is. Whoever taught you ktuvim didn't teach you nevim, because in nevim it says, "Ach lo yeaseh beit Adonai sipot v'zamarot," etc. They will not make cups, meaning this is klei sharet, out of that fund. Kiloseim lachaytnu. Rather, that money goes to the people who are working as the Berek HaBayit. So the Berek HaBayit is not used for klei sharet. Klei sharet comes from Tumat HaLishka. So yachikashu kray hadadi. So if so, you have a contradiction between Divrei Hayamim and Malachim. So Lokasha Kansha Gavu Votiru, if they collected for Berek HaBayit and there was surplus, then they could use it for the Kelim. Kansha Gavu Votiru, but if they collected and there wasn't a surplus, then they have to get it from Tumat HaLishka. Chigavu Votiru Mayhave, so what if they collected extra? Since when are you allowed to use a money that was collected for X for Y just because you had extra? And the answer is that the Beit Din is matneh, that the collection will go to whatever we decide it's going to go to if it already meets the needs for which it was announced. So the surplus will go there. Imi tzruchu tzruchu, vim lav, yu l'klei sharet. Whatever we need it for, we need. Anything extra goes to klei sharet. That's their t'nai. Atan Rebbe Shmuel, klei sharet by imi tshumat alishka. He teaches the same thing. Klei sharet come from tshumat alishka. Shnemar et shara kesef. He goes back to the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim and he says that is also tshumat alishka. There's no contradiction. Because the pasuk there says et shara kesef. What's shara kesef? That wasn't Berek HaBayit money. Ezo kesef sheish lo shirayim. What kind of money has leftovers? Because after all, how would they do the machzir hashekel? They bring it in and they put it into the boxes and then three times a year, they'd put it into these bowls and take out what they needed, and there was shirayim that went back to the lishka. Havei omer is a tshumat lishka, so the only money that has sha'ar is tshumat lishka. and that's the money used for the kelim. Vema shirayim gufayu, so maybe it's actually the leftover money, not the picked up money from the trumat lishka, but maybe it's the real leftovers. So kadama rava ha ola ola rishona. That's why we have a statement that says ha kesef means the first, just like ha ola means the first ola. Chinami ha kesef, kesef, kesef rishon, right? Just like the ha'olah, by the way, is as far in the piece in the beginning of Parshat Tzav, Zotorat ha'olah, which tells me the first thing that goes on the Mizbeach is the olah, the Tomit Shel Shachar. Okay. Meitevei ha'ktoret v'chol korbanot tzibur by mitzvat ha'lishka. So we have a reading that says ktoret, and all korban tzibur comes from Machzor HaShekel. That we knew. Mizbach ha'zahav, building and repairing the golden altar of the ktoret. Ulevona, and the frankincense that goes on the menachot, uklei sharet, bayinu otar nesachim. That comes from leftover money that people use to buy their wine libation, so that extra money goes to that. Mizbach ha'olah l'shachot v'azarot, so the outside mizbeach, and all of the offices in the courtyard, bayin mikot shebet ha'kabayit, that comes from the repair fund. Chutz l'chomat ha'azara, but anything outside of the azara, in Yerushalayim, bayin mishareya l'shachot, that comes from the extra money for Lashachot. Zui shaninu chumata erumigdoloteha chol tzorchei ha'ir. So any of the needs of the city, the walls and the towers and everything else, bayim sharei lishka, that comes from the leftover from the Machzor HaShekel fund. So the answer is, so which is it? Is klei sharet, like we've been saying the whole time, from chumat ha'lishka, or is it, as we read in this last thing, coming from motar nesachim? The answer is tanoi, it's machloket in shkalim, perek dalad, mishnah dalad. Nan motar truma ma yosin ba, what would they do with the leftover Machzor HaShekel money? Rikuei zahav tzipui levet kodeshi kodeshim. They'd use it to gold plate the kodesh kodeshim. Shmuel omer motar perot lekitz hamizbeach. Motar perot, we'll see what that is. The leftover perot goes to kitz hamizbeach, which means at the end of Adar, just all the korbanot, they bring lots of korbanot. Motar truma, the leftover of truma, leklei sharet. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it really is the way we've been reading it the whole time from the Trumat HaLishka. Kivu Mer Motar Truma Likit HaMizbeach, Motar Nesachim L'Klei Sharet. He flips it, and he says that Motar Nesachim is what we use for Klei Sharet. So the question is Klei Sharet made from Trumat HaLishka or from Motar Nesachim? We all agree it's not made from Berak HaBayit unless extra was collected. Chanir Skana Kohanim Omer Motar Nesachim Likit HaMizbeach, Motar Truma L'Klei Sharet. And they all agreed against Rabbi Shmuel about Perot, right? Meaning Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanan Zkana Kohanim agreed against Rabbi Shmuel that we don't have Perot. Now, Perot Mahi, what's that? The Tanya, Motar Truma Yosin Ba, Lokhin Perot Bezol. What would they do with the extra Truma? They'd buy Perot, and they would sell them at a markup. And everything left over, they would bring korbanot from that. That was what Bishmoel meant, motar perot lekitz hamizbeach, meaning that was left over, trumat halishka, you'd buy perot, and then you'd invest it, and then sell it at a higher price, and bring that for kitz hamizbeach. So, my zevazel lo ayu modina perot. Why did Rabbi Kivra Hanina agree that that's not the case? That none, motar shari lishka ma yosin ba, what we do with the extra trumat halishka? Again, Rabbi Shmuel says you buy all this fruit, and then the markup, the profit of it, will go to the hekdesh. You don't do business with hekdesh. Why? You don't do business with stalka either. My time, hello. Why don't you do business with hekdesh? Because in business, that's an issue of poverty. I need this. I need to invest. I need to make a profit. This is a place of wealth. Hektish is wealth. You don't do that. B'shalani, my time alo. Why don't you do business with staka? Because maybe an ani will come up while you've invested the stuff and you have nothing to give him. And therefore, you have to make sure that you always have money for the anim. Okay, we've completed to this piece, and we, in Mirza Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll then pick up in the interpretation of the Mishnah, Mishalach Medinat Hayam. We'll go back and review what that is, and complete it to the Mishnah on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Bet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.